There are some companies that have actually done better during the pandemic than before. Think Zoom, for example, or the meal kit delivery company Blue Apron, because so many more people are cooking at home. It reported 10% profit growth in the second quarter this year compared to the same period last year. Blue Apron President and CEO Linda Findley-Kozlowski joins us on Skype as part of View from the Top, our series of conversations with leaders. Linda, welcome. And for people who have never used a meal kit delivery service, tell us briefly how Blue Apron works.
You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of people, given meal kits are still so new, aren't quite clear exactly what they're for, or they wonder, is it just really about convenience or not going to the store? And the reality is, the reason people find meal kits attractive actually sort of falls into three buckets. One is meal planning. It's actually the primary reason that people find our kits to be very attractive is because that stress over 4 p.m., what are we going to have for dinner tonight? Families argue about it all the time, feeling like they're in a rut. So it's really just helping with that planning and removing that stress with really great recipes that provide a lot of variety for your family or your loved ones that you're cooking with. Number two is actually about convenience of having some of the best ingredients delivered straight to your door. We have very, very high sourcing standards and work directly with producers to make sure that you're getting best quality food. And then the final piece is actually lack of food waste. We hear a lot of complaints from people that in their homes, they bought too many carrots for a recipe and they don't know what to do with the rest of them. And they wind up throwing out too much food and that feels really stressful. But the reality is there's a lot of food waste in the industry in general. So we've really focused on reducing the food waste both in our supply chain and then also in people's homes. So you're getting great meals, but you're not feeling like you're having to buy a giant jar of sauce for something where you only might need a small amount or buying too much produce that goes bad too quickly.
At the same time, you say you're reducing food waste. There's also the issue of packaging, though, and I know that this is something that's come up over the years with Blue Apron. How much of your packaging at this point is recyclable?
More than 80% of our packaging is recyclable and reusable, and we continue to optimize that and try to make more and more of it recyclable. But the interesting part about it is there's a University of Michigan study that actually found that even with the packaging, we're still a third lower carbon footprint than going to the grocery store because of not just the food waste, but the packaging and the supply chain as well of traditional grocery. So even though we continue to strive to make the packaging better and we are participating in the How to Recycle program and the first kit to do that, we are actually seeing benefits already from the fact that we have narrowed down our food waste and our packaging quite a bit.
What about the fact, though, that China, for example, is not taking our recycling anymore after that 2018 ban? Are you confident that the packaging that you give people that is recyclable doesn't just end up in a landfill somewhere?
Our hope is to make sure that cities and counties are really doing everything they can to continue recycling programs. And we're big advocates for making sure that we are keeping all recycling channels open, not just, frankly, for Blue Apron materials, but for materials in general. You know, as people are buying more at home from the pandemic, we are seeing more packaging out there. There's another part to recycling, though, that's really important is education about how to recycle, which is why we've participated in this program. Because many people don't even know that things that say that they're compostable aren't always compostable based on different city and county regulations and different programs. So we want to make sure that people know how to make sure that their materials get to recycling effectively.
Okay. And then you mentioned the carbon footprint. Let me just press you on that for a second, because obviously the things that are being delivered to your customers have to be moved from one place to another. You're saying that even given that, there's still a lower carbon footprint from Blue Apron products than if you went to the grocery store?
Right. So that's, again, the independent study that was done by the University of Michigan last year that actually traced, including the transportation aspect of it. Because, again, think about it. The food that comes into the grocery supply chain also does need to be transported as well. But food waste really is the biggest culprit. And a big part of what we do is because we use technology to understand exactly what people are ordering, we can source exactly what's needed for the kits, send customers exactly what they need. If there is any overage, we offer that first to our employees through our farmers market program, and then the rest goes to donations like City Harvest to make sure that it's feeding people directly.
How has your supply chain been affected by the pandemic?
So because we have such a very tight supply chain, We actually have multiple ways that we can be flexible if we need to, based on availability and freshness of ingredients. Because of the fact that we are using fresh ingredients in our recipes, we want to make sure that if something isn't the best quality, that we can adapt the recipe and switch to a different ingredient. That flexibility has worked well for us during the pandemic, because we're able to manage and work with our suppliers to make sure that we have minimal disruption in our supply chain. What we're particularly proud of is, because of the quality of ingredients that we source, we have long-standing relationships with these suppliers, and also we audit them for the same safety and sanitation standards that we have in our facilities, which is extremely high. And so we're very confident that we're able to manage through that, the fluctuations in supply chain, without impacting the quality of what we send to the customers.
So we mentioned that you've seen revenue growth this year, especially as more people have been cooking at home during the pandemic. Do you think that your growth will sustain after life returns to normal, which I assume at some point it will?
Let's hope that it does return to normal as soon as possible. What we're hearing from our customers, and what we're also seeing the third-party research out there, is that habits are changing. And what people have been doing during the pandemic, as far as cooking at home more, et cetera, at least a third of people plan to continue to cook at home, even more so than they did during the pandemic, even after things start to open up again. They've started to see value in the connection with family and the cost savings that comes from cooking at home. And so all the research points to the fact that people will continue to cook at home more after the pandemic, even than they did during the pandemic or beforehand.
So the meal kit industry is getting busier, as you know. You've got HelloFresh, Plated, Sunbasket, Purple Carrot, just to name a few. What do you have to do at Blue Apron to stand apart from the competition?
So we feel very confident that one of our best assets is our culinary authority. So the reality is, we constantly create new recipes. We have an in-house team of culinary experts that really know how to layer flavor. We're able to include more unique ingredients in our kits that you might find at more specialty stores if you were actually shopping for them, and more unique ingredients than what we necessarily see from our competitors. So you can get layers of flavor in your recipes, really high quality proteins that meet high animal welfare standards, great quality produce in the kits. Beyond that, we try to give people a lot of choice when it comes to flexibility around what their health needs are. We offer different sort of low carb options. We're partnered with the American Diabetes Association, WW. We also offer Mediterranean options that people can use to mix and match and choose their own path when it comes to health and enjoyment. So even if you're being healthy, you don't feel like you're sacrificing anything in the process.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question just out of curiosity, and I'm sure that you have the answer, although maybe not at your fingertips, but I'll try anyway. What is the most popular recipe? What are Americans into these days when it comes to Blue Apron?
Oh, that's actually a very interesting question. So we are known for our burgers, I have to say. The combination of the quality of the meat that we use, as well as the recipes and the techniques, because we're big believers in not just giving you what you need in order to make something, but teaching you how to make it better. And we definitely have some really great potato buns that we put in the package as well. I will say it is interesting during the pandemic, because you're seeing a mix of people wanting to look at some comfort foods. So you are seeing a lot of pastas and noodles and that sort of thing. But then also a lot of people during the summer are very focused on health. And so our fish dishes are some of the best dishes out there. And it's one of those dishes where people feel really confident cooking fish after using our box. So we're seeing an interesting split in our customers, where both the comfort food side of the menu and the health side of the menu are getting a lot of love in the process.
And what's the thing that probably will have to come off the menu because nobody wants it?
Well, we try not to have too many of those things, because we do collect quite a bit of data, and we really focus on our customer reviews, and we continue to adapt our recipes based on that. But honestly, there's not many things on the menu that have to come off at this point, because we're pretty good about managing that based on customer reviews. Our customers love our product, and they also tell us when they don't like a recipe quite as much.
That is Linda Findley-Kozlowski, the president and CEO of Blue Apron. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I thought she was going to say something involving Brussels sprouts, although Brussels sprouts are hot now, so people like them again.